With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 24th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, we have one sporting event that we can recap for you from yesterday on the high school side of things. The Remsen St. Mary's girls and boys track and field team was competing in Sioux Center at the meet hosted by Dort University, an indoor meet, of course. Some individual results, as we don't have any team scores to tell you about. The individual results on the girls' side in the 60-meter dash, Kinley Tenninger put in a nice time of 8.71 seconds. She finished sixth in that event in Sioux Center yesterday. And then Tenninger went on to the long jump and had a really nice mark of 14 feet 8 inches and finished second in that event. She was joined in the top five by Sophia Harpinaw, who finished in fifth with a jump of 14 feet 4 and a half inches. On the boys' side for the Remsen St. Mary's boys track and field team, their top finishers came in hurdle events. A couple of them, it was a 60-meter low hurdles, 36 inches. It was Jay's Bunkers who finished ninth with a time of 10.13 seconds. And then in the high hurdles, 60 meter hurdles, it was Elijah Schrader who took home ninth place with a time of 9.5 seconds. We have a link to those results along with more individual results for the Remsen St. Mary's track and field teams yesterday in Sioux Center. You can find those links on our website at KLEM1410.com. Also yesterday, in women's college basketball, the NAIA National Tournament, the Dort University women, they moved on to the national championship once again as they defeated Dakota State in the semifinals yesterday by a score of 83-69, and the defenders move on to the national championship game with an overall record of 34-2. We'll mention that here in just a moment, but first we did want to highlight a couple of our alums from the listening area and how they did in the sport of college basketball this year with some postseason honors that went to a couple of our listening area athletes. The first we'll highlight here is on the women's side at Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall. That is where we find junior for the women's basketball program there, Natalie Nielsen, an Akron Westfield alum who finished her season with an honor on the all-conference team, a second-team all-conference recognition in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Nielsen this year finished the regular season averaging a team-high 9 rebounds a game and blocked 21 shots while ranking third on the team, averaging just a little over 13 points a game. She was very efficient from the field this year, averaging 54.5% from the field and shooting nearly 90% from the free throw line. In conference play alone in the Northern Sun, Nielsen finished second in the league in rebounding at 8.5 rebounds a game in conference play, second in free throw percentage at nearly 93%, and third in the conference in field goal percentage at 57%. This season, Southwest Minnesota State had a rough go of things in the postseason as they finished in the second round of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference tournament that was taking place in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A very tough 4-point loss at the hands of the University of Mary, and Southwest Minnesota State finished at 17-12 on the season. But once again, Natalie Nielsen, Akron Westfield alum, earning second team all conference in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. To the sport of men's basketball in the NAIA, we're going to the Great Plains Athletic Conference, where Morningside University finished with a trio of players that earned first team all GPAC recognition. One of them was Lamar's community alum Caleb Dreckman, as he averaged 16.5 points per game. That was second best among the Mustangs, who were so well balanced offensively. He was very efficient from the floor, shooting 54% and 42% from three-point range. He was also a really good rebounder, averaging just a little over 5 rebounds a game. Again, Caleb Dreckman, a first-team all-conference recognition for the Lamar's community alum for Morningside University, who finished the season at 22-8. They won the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship and then came short in the opening round of the national tournament down in Shreveport, Louisiana, falling in the round of 64 to the Rams of Texas Wesleyan. But once again, congratulations to Caleb Dreckman, a first-team All-Great Plains Athletic Conference selection with Morningside University men's basketball. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today, and there is no high school competition that we can tell you about today. However, there is a big college women's basketball game taking place at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. That pits the Dort University Defenders against the Marion University Knights. It is a 7 o'clock tip-off in Sioux City. And, of course, Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin is part of that Dort University team as she looks to try and win her third consecutive NAIA National Championship in women's college basketball. Best of luck to the Dort Defenders on that quest. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.